KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies today with a chance for isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Red Oak Police Sunday evening arrested a man for criminal mischief in the second degree. 24-year-old Devon Ray Briggs of Red Oak was arrested at around 7:50 p.m. in the 700 block of North 3rd Street. Briggs was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $5,000. The Creston Police Department reports this morning one arrests and two incidents of theft. 18-year-old Dean Monger of Creston was arrested at around 4:50 a.m. Sunday on charges of burglary in the third degree, public intoxication, and possession of a controlled substance. Monger was being held in the Union County Jail on $3,000 bond. Saturday afternoon, a Creston man reported to police at sometime between July 2nd and the 28th. Several checks were written from his account without his knowledge or consent. The loss was estimated at $1,290. And last Friday, a Creston woman reported that a loan was taken out in her name without her knowledge or consent. The loan originated in Tennessee. The loss was estimated at just over $974. A Council Bluffs police sergeant who attempted to stop a Chevy Yukon at around 2:25 a.m. today ended up in a pursuit. The traffic stop near South Main and 6th Avenue in Council Bluffs was initiated because the SUV was running without headlights. Authorities say when the Yukon fled, the sergeant chose not to pursue. Dispatch then received a call that a house had been hit by a vehicle, matching the description of the eluding vehicle, at 102 South 3rd Street. The sergeant arrived on the scene and attempted to apprehend the offender, but the man fled south on foot. The sergeant then tased the offender in order to apprehend him. The man was then handcuffed and taken into custody without further incident. The unidentified suspect was charged with operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, eluding, curfew, interference with official acts, numerous traffic violations, and he was being investigated for OWI. The man suffered a cut to his forehead and abrasions to his shoulder and knee from falling as a result of being tased. Police in Council Bluffs said Sunday that a transient man was attacked by another transient Sunday afternoon who fled the scene. Officers were called at around 3 p.m. to assist medics at the Joshua House. When they arrived with medics, they located a victim, 57-year-old Douglas McCall of Council Bluffs, who was bleeding from his head and hands. McCall was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital to be treated for his injuries. The man told police he was sitting in a chair in the 1700 block of North 15th Street in a wooded area when the suspect attacked him with a sharp object. The suspect fled prior to the officer's arrival. None of McCall's injuries appeared to have been life-threatening. If anyone has any information on that incident, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4765, or to remain anonymous, 712-328-STOP. The last full day of activities takes place today at the Cass County Fair here in Atlantic. On the schedule at 8 o'clock is the Beef Show and the Outdoor Show Ring with the Beef Fitting Contest to follow 1 hour afterward. Also at 8 a.m., the 4-H exhibits open. At 9, it's the Best of Iowa held in the Community Center. At 11 a.m., Rotary Watermelon Feed will take place in the Outdoor Show Ring. The noon special today at the food stand is roast beef, and don't forget hot beef is sold each day of the fair after 4:30 p.m. Other food can be found on the fairgrounds at the FFA food stand and the chuck wagon. Then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, they'll have the building awards at the community center. At 5:45, the Parade of Champions, wood carving and bucket of junk auction in the outdoor show ring. At 6:30 this evening, it's the Grand Champion Beef Selection, also in the outdoor show ring. At 7:15, Villa Dance will perform. And at 7:45, the livestock are released. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, the Youth Council activity. The 2018 Cass County Fair concludes tomorrow morning with the big livestock sale. Elsewhere in area news, the Board of Education for the CAM School District will meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the CAM High School Media Center. During their special meeting, the board will discuss and likely act upon approving bills, contracts, and facility projects. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their first meeting of the month Tuesday beginning at 8:30 a.m. in the board, or actually their meeting of the month beginning at 8:30 a.m. in the boardroom of the Cass County Courthouse. Normally that meeting is held on Wednesdays. On their agenda is approval of a lease agreement for county property associated with Willow Heights, an application from Manats Incorporated for a partial payment on the ethanol plant road paving project, and that's from Glacier to Buck Creek and Echo Roads. Also, resolutions to amend appropriations in the Cass County Fiscal Year 2019 five-year road program, an amendment of the employee handbook with regard to the areas of expense reimbursement, sick leave, and donation of vacation leave. The board on Tuesday will also receive a quarterly report from Cass County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes, along with other regularly scheduled reports from department heads as available. Iowa's tax-free holiday weekend begins this Friday, August the 3rd, and ends on Saturday, August the 4th. And during those 2 days, certain goods can be purchased tax-free. So how much will you save? The 6% sales tax is waived throughout Iowa, and you can save even more as local taxes, the amount of which varies by county, are waived as well. Some of the items that will be tax-exempt for the shopping holiday this weekend include clothing, work and school uniforms, diapers and coats under $100 per item, and of footwear, including sandals, hiking boots, and cowboy boots, again under $100 per item. The tax-free weekend offers great savings on hundreds of items, but not everything is exempt. For example, items such as backpacks, athletic uniforms, wallets, and shoes with spikes and cleats will not be exempt. You can see more information by clicking on the link found under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And Iowa school advocates hope a bipartisan push to extend a statewide sales tax for schools receives legislative approval early next year. Senator Dan Dawson, a Council Bluffs Republican, says a bill to extend the penny sales tax until 2050 will be a top priority next session. A bill passed the House last session but didn't receive a vote in the Senate as legislators pushed to pass $2.1 billion in property tax cuts. The sales tax proceeds can go to fund facility improvements and technology in public schools. The program is authorized until 2029 and seeks to reduce the use of bond issues funded by property taxes. Some districts have started returning to bond campaigns as proposals to extend the sales tax program have languished in recent legislative sessions. In our funeral announcements, Virgil Ivo Kopphold, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday. A funeral mass for Virgil Kopphold will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Gary Allen, age 79, of Harlan, died Saturday. Services for Gary Allen are currently pending with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.